9:04 the time on the Mornings with Ed show, and I've been looking forward to this for a while now. Singer, songwriter, producer, multi-instrumentalist, just about everything you can imagine from Los Angeles. Gone through many personal struggles. We will sit and chat about this person's life here in just a couple of minutes. But in the meantime, let's hear some of this great music off of his latest EP called Things I Can't Explain. Please do me a favor, Laguna Beach, welcome to our Julie Lawton Studios singing If That's All Right, Dylan Dunlap.
Crowded bar, corner booth. It's getting hard not to look at you, 'cause there you are across the room, a work of art that I'm gonna lose. I know that you want me for your story that you tell yourself. I know I look lonely and I sound crazy, but I'm doing well, 'cause I'm just falling in love with myself. Tonight I'm not scared of being alone with my hell of a mind. Now I'm not trying to be rude, I love everything about you, but I'm just falling in love with myself. That's all right. I hate goodbyes, but this one's out of my control. Closing time, the bartender's bound to make us go. I know that you want me for your story that you tell yourself. I know I look lonely and I sound crazy, but I'm doing well, 'cause I'm just falling in love with myself. Tonight I'm not scared of being alone with my head.
If that's all right. That's Dylan Dunlap live in our Julie Lawton studios at KXFM. And I just knew I was going to love that. I told Austin Trask a little earlier, I don't like to hear it until I hear it live for the first time. I am digging it. So I know you're going to like this next one. This one is also off of the latest EP called Things I Can't Explain. Once again, Laguna Beach, please welcome Dylan Dunlap and Hear For Me.
Why am I still cooking for two? I'm never someone you get around to. I keep an open mind while looking past the warning signs. You don't really know somebody till they don't care about you. Never thought I'd ask myself, what did I do before you? I'm sorry, I can't be what you wanted me to be. You're not here for me. You can treat me like a family, but you'd rather up and leave. You're not here for me. I should have known that the door's been closed. I keep an open mind while looking past the warning signs. But what's the point if I end up alone? You don't really know somebody till they don't care about you. Never thought I'd ask myself, what did I do before you? I'm sorry, I can't be what you wanted me to be. You're not here for me. You can treat me like a family, but you'd rather up and leave. You're not here. You're not here for me.
His name is Dylan Dunlap, singer, songwriter, producer, multi-instrumentalist from Los Angeles. He's here live in our studios. That song was called Here For Me. And let's get him on in here and sit down and chat with him. So cool, in fact, that tomorrow's band, Daniel and Crystal from TOLD, came in to check him out, man. How cool is that when another band comes to check you out? I'll look forward to talking to both of you tomorrow and look forward to having you hang out here all day today. We'll do a little beachy stuff here. So let's get him in here. Let's get Dylan in here and talk to him for a second. I do want you to hear this song, though. It's called Runnin'. Once again, Dylan Dunlap.
Just met you on a roof downtown. Took shots until they kicked us out. Just blinked and the sun went down. I wish I could stick around. The 20 minutes really just go by. Part of me wants to miss my flight. Maybe it's already over now. So I keep running, running to you. And I know you're telling me nothing, nothing. But there is something different by the way you're looking at me right now. The way you're looking at me. So I keep running, running to you. And I know it's all of a sudden, sudden. Travel for something new, but NYC isn't you. Am I crazy or did you feel it too? Don't blame me if I call too soon. The 20 minutes really just go by. Part of me wants to miss my flight.
It's the Mornings with Ed Show, 9:17 the time. That's Dylan Dunlap, and that song was called Runnin'. Dylan live in studio with us this morning. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. It's great to see you.
Thanks so much for having me, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you for coming and coming this early. And I just now off air, I thanked you for last week. You were due in last week, but you got sick. You had that whatever, you had the creeping crud, whatever it is that's going around.
Everyone's getting it, right?
And you were so cool to call and say, I'm not feeling good. I'm sick. And you know, that just makes me feel great. You know, you didn't come in here and sneeze up the room and
we're in this together.
I care
about your health.
This is a team effort here.
Absolutely.
Dylan, the brand new single, which I've noticed is just really killing it, is called If That's All Right. Tell me about the writing behind that song.
Oh, man. I was set up into this random session through BMI with a guy named Matt Romagna. We never met, and I showed up at his condo. And my favorite part is just the first hour or two.
Right.
And you're just unloading onto this stranger because you have nothing to lose, and hopefully you'll create something fun out of it. And we just really resonated with the mentality behind that song of realizing that if there was a relationship that just went the wrong way at some point in your life, it's a mature thing to rekindle certain parts and talk and have a conversation in public, but you don't have to continue toxicity
if
you have learned from the past and you don't want to. You know, I think it's a very cool thing to have moved on from certain relationships that I've had in my life.
How long did it take you to learn that lesson?
Still am to this day. Like I said, I think relationships could mean a lot of different things. So for me, I have a tough relationship with my dad. I think every day I'm learning more and more on how to understand, like, you have to love people for where they're at, but you don't have to keep them around if it's toxic. So Matt and I related on different relationships and ended up creating that song. And it's just four chords, and we just had so much fun not overanalyzing anything and just trying to make something that mattered to us both. Yeah.
Do you find yourself in regular life overanalyzing stuff?
I do, on the daily, yeah. It's my favorite and least favorite thing that I do.
It's you know what? It's time consuming, number one.
Absolutely, yeah. But I think it's important, too, to just... I'm aware, and too aware is a problem sometimes, but I really care about just doing as great of a job as I can.
You know?
And it requires a lot of thinking, but... You know, sometimes too much is not healthy.
Well, you can overthink anything. It's possible to overthink anything. Some of the things that you and I had spoken about before the show to overthink, that's not a bad thing. Not so bad. Not preparation is one.
Oh, it makes you in a way too. Why try to change something like that at the same time?
Now, you've gone through many struggles in your life. I read that online about you that you wrote yourself. You've gone through many struggles. The hardest to overcome was?
Oh, man. So many. The thing with overcoming is I feel like I'm currently learning how to accept the fact that I'm living with things. So I will never actually have a solution to certain, like a diagnosis that I will receive.
Or a cure.
Have received.
Right,
yeah. Right. There's no cure to a lot of different mental health conditions, or if not a majority or all of them. And a lot of people just don't feel heard. And I certainly didn't growing up. I was misdiagnosed as a teenager with a cocktail of things that I realized was... not the issue at hand. And so it took me until my adulthood to realize it's okay to ask for help. It's okay to go see a therapist. It's okay to say, like, I'm not a medical professional. I don't know these things. And the hardest thing to quote unquote overcome is just accepting the things that I can't control, which is what I've been told that the condition that I have and how I'm just really looking forward to learning how to live with it better.
Well, from just this guy who's now a new fan, it seems like you manage your life with the genius, the same genius that goes into your music writing.
I appreciate it.
Well, that's true, man. And by the way, you are also at the same time, you're raising awareness of mental illness and you're helping to break the stigma of mental illness. So,
Thank you. Yeah, I'm very much excited to talk about me, but only to not in the end. I want to shift the focus. Like, I want to help you get to know me, but only to hopefully help you feel more comfortable opening up about yourself. So, like, if I'm on a stage and I get, like, 30 seconds to talk about something like this, the motive is not for you to understand my issues better. It's just for you to understand that I don't know what I'm doing, and I'm up there literally on a stage, and that's okay. And if it's, like, DMing after a show, if it's in person, or if we never talk, I just hope to hopefully have the impact that... it's okay to talk about these things and it's okay to be uncomfortable in doing so.
Right. And you already have, because as I mentioned your show and I was previewing the fact that you were here this morning, I had listeners text in the fact that you support Autism Rocks and you support the Mental Awareness Global Citizen and you're in, man. And you do help others even just without having to say anything. Your actions are helping others, man. So thank you for that.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
I really dug the second song called Here For Me. Tell me about that.
Here For Me
is
on the EP Things I Can't Explain. It came out in September. I wrote that with my guitarist / graphic designer / best friend, Kirk, and my drummer / producer / mixing engineer, Ben. So we wear many hats. We just want to make fun music. Like we really just focus on being best friends that go to Big Bear, that go to Arizona and just create, because we all specialize in certain areas. And when we come together, it's cool to make pop music that to us has heart behind it. Three of us can write about three completely separate things, but find a way for it all to make sense together in one song. So Here For Me sounds like a struggle in a romantic relationship, and that is not the case for my story behind it. But I love that when you're co-writing, you should really be mindful and respectful of the other people in the room, and how can I help your vision come true at the end of the day, even if I'm the one that has my name on it at
right. the end of the day. Are there times, though, and I could find myself, if I was working with other people as a writer, I could find myself wanting to get my piece in, to get my, oh, I really like this line. I think, do you find yourself advocating for yourself sometimes a little too much since you're an overthinker?
I find myself listening more. Okay. I think that that's the Beautiful. Biggest lesson. And I don't think I have anything perfected. I think I'm constantly learning and I'm constantly wanting to do better. But the most important thing is to have the other person feel heard at the end of the session. Right. So if it is overthinking, it's at, after the session when they leave, I'm going, did I do a good enough job right. for them to feel like they were noticed, they were heard? Who cares who's going to sing it at the end of the day?
Right.
You know, I just want, we're all one big team and band here.
Yeah.
And my bandmates, I really strive to annoy them by posting about them and sharing the beautiful things that they do and all the other projects that they do. I think it's important that, you know, we all succeed together.
That's a great attitude.
Regardless of one person being the artist that is spearheading it, right. if that makes sense.
Yeah, perfect sense. You spoke of wearing many hats, singer, songwriter, producer, multi-instrumentalist. How many instruments do you play?
I teach basic ukulele, drums, bass, guitar, piano, voice.
Wow.
Man, I played clarinet in middle school. I got braces, so that wow. was a terrible time.
Wow.
Just stopped immediately after that.
So you must suck at sports. Spent your whole youth probably just playing music.
I actually loved basketball. Okay. It was a fun time. Football, everyone told me I would get murdered.
Well, yeah, and, good choice.
Volleyball, I just stood there and sometimes did the right thing. Right. I was just used for my hockey guy all day.
So. Here, just stand him up in the middle and raise your hands.
What do you guys want me to do right now? But yeah, no, I love going to sports games
right.
a lot. Okay. And yeah, maybe I'll pick up basketball someday.
All right. Yeah. And do you find yourself being a multi-instrumentalist? Are you a perfectionist with each?
Yes, in different ways.
Right.
And my favorite thing is figuring out how to think less. So if we're in a writing session, I'll keep my guitar in dadgad.
Right.
It's a tuning that you don't have to do anything really. You strum all six strings and it just sounds open and full and very, very Led Zeppelin-esque. And what's cool about that is I can focus on what I want to sing, what I want to write about, instead of what are the voicings, what's the coolest thing I could do.
Right.
I've been playing piano my whole life. So I've trained myself, but it's very theory influenced and sometimes I'll get ahead of myself.
Right.
So that's why I love that first song I played today, is because we just sat, Matt Romagna and I sat on a couch and just jammed to the 2-4-1-5 over and over and over again.
Right.
It's like, what does this make us feel? How can we just help it complement the lyrics? How can we help the lyrics complement the chords and not overthink? So I approach every instrument in a little bit of a different way.
Okay.
My favorite thing would be producing myself vocally, I think. I my favorite thing is opening up 12 tracks and creating a vocoder, very choir,
right.
perfectly crafted sound for each song. It's in it at least every single one of them for a few seconds. And
oh, that's amazingly precise. That's incredibly precise. What, you know, that
it
is
was hard with this one too. This right. one is a very stripped song, right? If that's right. all right, it's just guitar. But the bridge, I just thought, well, I've heard this for 2.5 minutes now. Let's cut everything. Let's mute it all
right.
and just put a bunch of Dylan's. And can this speak for itself? Just singing the chorus. Oh man, I haven't heard the song.
There'll be a quiz on Friday. Bring a number 2 pencil.
I've not heard paper. The song since it came out. So going off of how I do it live.
Okay.
It is the chorus. Yes. Okay. Just vocoders. We'll do a quiz.
Now I tripped over you. I came upon you because of our very own Austin Trask here at the station.
Hello.
And Austin sent the email. Hey man, you got to have this guy on. You got to talk to him. You got to certainly hear his song. Austin, how'd you find this guy?
I do a show, What You Might Have Missed, on Tuesday nights, and I search the internet, I comb it, I look for tons of stuff, and I happen to come across Dylan's song, and it resonated with me, because, you know, I went through a phase where right. you try to search for yourself, and you pull away from people just to go, you know, I got to work on myself, I got to sit back, I got to figure out who I am and what I'm doing here on this planet, and right. that kind of spoke to me. Totally, but it's a beautiful song on its own. I mean, I love the tone of Dylan's voice in it, and it's gorgeous.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, yeah. It's a beautiful song.
It is, absolutely. And everything, as I'm going down your library of music now, you got a fan here, buddy.
Oh, thank you, guys.
And Austin, if our listeners aren't hip to you at a regular time, when can we find your show?
My show, What You Might Have Missed, it's a new music show. It's on Tuesday nights at 5 p.m. Fantastic. Every Tuesday.
Be I can sure. vouch for it. It is amazing.
Thank you, Dylan.
So
Thank
much
you.
Fun to listen to.
And Dylan, what's next for you?
I'm sitting on a lot of material. Okay. I'm really learning how to be patient and just when would be the best time. I have a song ready to go. I'm very excited to figure out the best release date for it. Okay. In the near future. I'm going to Paris in Germany.
Ooh.
Very soon.
Very nice.
Have not announced any of it, so this is it right here.
That's why we're here. That's why we have this show.
I'm excited to travel more. My favorite thing is just meeting people face to face. So with the song that's doing how it's doing, it's very exciting and all, but I really do love the face-to-face encounters. If you're listening, I'd love to shake your hand, give you a hug, and thank you for supporting.
And he's not blowing smoke in your face. That's the kind of guy that he is. As he walked in the door, that's the kind of vibe that I got from you, man. So right on. And our online, where do our listeners find your music online?
On any platform, you can search I Am Dylan Dunlap. That's I-A-M, Dylan, D-Y-L-A-N, D-U-N-L-A-P. Okay. Website is iamdylandunlap.com. You search that name on any platform at this point, yeah.
Right. I look forward to having you back here in the studio. And certainly, can we get kind of a hint of when you're going to Europe? Or no? No, we
very soon. In the next month or two.
Oh, all right.
Probably, yes.
All right. Well, do me a favor. Drop on by when you come back.
I would love to. That sounds great.
Thank you. All right. This morning, you've been listening to Dylan Dunlap. And if you missed any portion of this, it'll be on the KXFM website. You go to the KXFM website, you pop down the podcast page. There's Mornings with Ed. Boom! There's Dylan Dunlap. All right, Dylan, thank you very much. And Austin, thank you for hipping me to this guy, man. Yeah,
you're very welcome.
That's amazing. Take some. Oh, and by the way, Austin brought in these gourmet donuts that I was just raving about earlier. I've never, ever eaten like a fried egg inside a donut. It was amazing with pesto and stuff.
What were they called?
Glad you liked it. Sidecar Donuts.
Shout out.
Shout out to them. Right, Dylan, Austin, thank you so much, you guys.
Thanks.